Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Full forecast details are coming up. A Good Samaritan came to the aid of a Mount Pleasant motel clerk early this morning and subdued a man trying to rob the business. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The employee of the America's Best Value Inn & Suites on Durand Avenue near Regency Mall was confronted by a man who claimed to have a gun and was demanding money. The offender jumped over the counter and the woman yelled for help. The unidentified Good Samaritan subdued the man, holding him down until police arrived. 39-year-old Racine resident Aaron McGraw, on probation for past gun and drug possession offenses, also burglary. The new charges include attempted robbery. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
A proposed solar energy project for the Kenosha County town of Paris is far from dead, according to Bobby Howard, manager for Invenergy, an international energy development company, which has been approaching landowners about renting space for large solar panels.
We're not at a standstill by any means. It's really just a process, meeting with landowners, getting them comfortable with Invenergy and what the project will, how it will impact them as the landowner, how it's going to impact their community. And it's just kind of a process of getting comfortable with it. And then when they are, then they sign. And a lot of times they're not and they don't, and you move on. But we're just working through the process right now and signing up more land as people are interested.
The company already has nearly 900 acres under option in Kenosha County. For a similar project in southwest Wisconsin, Invenergy secured over 2,000 acres and is seeking State Public Service Commission approval. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee may have trouble getting detailed information requested from the police department and municipal court about marijuana possession as it considers one alderman's desire to change procedures for first-time offenses. Assistant City Attorney New Arnes said the council is also advised not to try to order the police chief to direct all first offense violations be issued ordinance citations versus criminal charges.
While the Common Council has the technical authority to issue that order to the police chief, our recommendation and advice is that the Common Council not do that and instead leave it to the discretion of the chief of police to make these type of decisions.
With so many outstanding questions by panel members, the committee deferred Alderman Tate's two communications for several weeks. Truckers and businesses in Wisconsin are getting more involved in efforts to try to stop human trafficking. Representatives from both groups met with law enforcement in Madison to discuss ways to, first of all, know what human trafficking looks like and what they can do in response. Human trafficking is a key focus in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee County law enforcement agencies. The Racine-based group Fight to End Exploitation says this part of the state is known as a trafficking route and breeding ground for traffickers and a recruiting ground for victims. The $250,000 winning Powerball ticket purchased in Kenosha has been claimed by David Arrington of Kenosha. Arrington's ticket matched four of the five numbers plus the Powerball. He also purchased the Power Play Multiplier, so the $50,000 prize turned into a $250,000 winner. Hundreds of millions of dollars are on the line in two lotto games. The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing is estimated at $336 million, and the Powerball drawing for tomorrow night is up to $213 million. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.